If you have a special event coming up, or you're just in the mood for cake, keep in mind our friends at Sweet Squirrel Bakery on Instagram and Facebook and Gmail. Again, that is Sweet Squirrel Bakery for your next event or just cuz.
There we go. All right, all right, all right. Welcome to Meet Someone Who. Today I have Kayvon, my cousin. How are you doing today, Kayvon?
I'm doing phenomenal. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you so much for agreeing to come on my show and taking the time.
No, thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. You're my cousin. Every time I think about, you know, getting active on social media and promoting my stuff and getting out there, it just reminds me of how, your episode title, we should go ahead and get to that. Meet someone who makes their living off YouTube, like meet someone who's a YouTuber. So it's real cool to see your progress growing from having just, you know, a couple subscribers here and there in like, what, 2007 when we started doing this? YouTube videos, and we were really big into the anime. Naruto stuff, you know, back in 2007, 2008. So that was really interesting to see your growth from, you know, doing stuff like that or being part of that community into, well, just go ahead and tell everybody what your YouTube's about and what you do on it.
Okay, well, basically it's mainly like a gaming / anime channel. So I do a lot of gaming content, mainly revolving around Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball got really big back again. I think back in like 2014, it made a comeback and it started, you know, getting real popular again. And right now Dragon Ball is like kind of like at a high peak. So I started, really? It's crazy.
That was around that time where everybody's like, are you watching Dragon Ball Super? Blah, blah, because, you know, I have like Dragon Ball Z shirts and a tattoo. You know, we were really into that as kids because me and Kayvon and his brother Kamran grew up together. And we played around with Dragon Ball Z and Yu-Gi-Oh! And Pokemon and, you know, all the good stuff. But it was Zelda or The Legend of Zelda that kind of got you into the walkthrough gaming type.
Yes.
Was that what it was?
Exactly. Well, I mean, it was you mainly that got me into YouTube. Without you, like anytime somebody's asked me, like, why did I start YouTube? I always say it was my cousin that helped me get into it.
Really? Because I remember trying to start you and Cameron off doing these videos.
Because I remember it was New Year's Eve of 2006. And you told Kamana, you were like, hey, YouTube is like this really popular, you know, website. People are getting on it. We should try it out. It's a lot of fun. And like, you were already making like AMVs and all that stuff.
Yeah, I had a couple hundred followers just based on my anime.
I think your old channel, I think it was like Vegeta 0520 or something and I was like yo, okay, this is so cool, like I want to try this out. And I did some like Zelda videos and you helped me, you know, learn Sony Vegas and edit all that stuff. So honestly, without you, like I wouldn't have tried to get more into this and learn more about it and like, you know, try to actually pursue this as
that's
something.
Crazy. I had no idea. That's actually really
no 100% like that's
because I like educating
all of it, yeah,
and I was having so much fun with it and I was like, hey, this is fun, like this could be. And I just was talking to, do you remember Tanner?
I
just recorded his episode. We were talking about, I was like, yeah, no, when it was like 2006 when I told my cousin Kamran, like, hey, let's hop on YouTube. And I wanted to do, I don't know if I told you this, Cave, but I wanted to do like a kids news channel, like joke news, like from Nickelodeon. You know, think, how Nickelodeon, yeah, they
I
have
think,
like.
Yeah, I think I did hear about that.
Yeah, I was like, let's do a kid show. I had a camera. You remember me with that camera?
Yeah, yeah.
Taking that camera everywhere with me. And I wanted to do it, and then it just never happened. And I was like, damn, we could have had it all, bro. Like, it could be like Mosh or whatever the fuck is the PewDiePie. I don't know who's the big deal on YouTube. YouTube too much, so I don't know too much about it. I'll need to follow you on my new channel. So shouts out to YouTube. How far has your YouTube gotten? What's your YouTube
channel name? I went with it's SLO Plays. I just say Slow Plays. So I don't know if you remember my old like username that I made. It was SSJ Link, and then it was Ocarina of Time. It's just like a mishmash of things that I liked at that time.
Right.
And Kamran, I remember I was making a new channel because the old one, you remember all of our channels got like terminated or something
banned,
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all got shut down because of like copyright or whatever. You know, because we were using like music and AMVs and all that kind of stuff, and you know, things that I guess was really bad.
Totally not legal.
But like, yeah, YouTube started getting real bad about copyright like back in like 2008. So I had to make a new channel. And Cameron, I was asking, I was like, what do I even like make the new channel? Like, I don't know what I'll call it. He was like, just do like, you know, like a, I guess, abbreviation or an acronym of it, of what you have from your old name. And I was like, okay, Super Saiyan. So S, Link, L, O for Ocarina of Time, boom, slow, and then plays, because I was gonna do video game, you know.
Okay, like, there you go. So that kind of flows. I like that. Slow plays.
Yeah. So I was it's easy.
Do you like emphasize, like, do you go slowly, or is that your stick, or is that
No, it's funny because like that wasn't the intention at first, but I mean, I was just like, hey, you know, I just go at my own pace and I'm pretty slow when it comes to things, but yo, slow and steady wins the race. So I'm down for that. Like, you know, as like a little moniker on there. So I was like,
That's nice.
You know, growth with my channel, it never really like blew up or like exploded overnight. Like a lot of people, it's just been like a hard working, steady pace, but
yeah,
I'm
for sure.
Really, really happy of where, you know, it's gotten
like 10, 12 years in the making. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's crazy though. I'm glad that you get to do it as like, you know, is that your full-time gig that you do?
Yeah, pretty much now. Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, I'm just real, real blessed, real lucky to have, you know, the family, like, you know, you and everyone else that, you know, support me in terms of my decision on what I tried to make, because I know a lot of, you know, people wouldn't have been happy with, like, you know, that decision to
And I feel like
stop school and like, you know, move on to do this, something like this, that's so, you know, unreliable as a source of like income or whatever. And, you know, everybody else has just been like real, real supportive about it. And I was so thankful for that.
That's what I tell my dad. I was like, hey bro, y'all came here to America to give us a chance to be able to have jobs like podcasts and YouTube and fun things. Like, what did you think America was about, bro? Like
And that's the thing. It's like so many people still think that like YouTube or podcasts or any of this stuff that's like media based is not a job. Like, I'm like, you're crazy. These people make more money than
you,
like,
how many people told me anyone. They're like, I've been so lucky to have your, like, I've listened to your podcast. It feels like I'm talking to somebody at work and I don't feel so lonely. Like, that's what we're going to.
That's amazing. That's like, that's what I love to hear. That like, you're making a difference. Even if it's like, you know, something that's like this, you're making a difference. You're helping someone. And, you know, I've gotten the same kind of response too.
That's all I'm trying to do is, and that's good. It's funny. Your whole channel is literally helping people play games. Like,
that's what I'm trying to do most of the time. Yeah.
Through and that's really cool that, I mean, the whole community is based, like, you interact with your followers and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. You have a relationship with them. Is it like, do they interact with you a lot?
Oh yeah, definitely. Like, mainly I do tell most of the followers that I have, I'm like, hey, you know, if you want to interact with me, best place is Twitter. I get a notification like instantly. And like, you know, we can just talk. We can, you know, have discussions and things. And I remember I thought Twitter was the dumbest thing. I hated it. I was like, it's just Facebook. Like, it's just Facebook.
No, everybody chat all over me. I remember getting on Twitter.
In
2011.
That's what I was thinking.
Junior year of high school, and everybody's like, no, that shit's stupid, like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, I promise you, Facebook's not going to last. And then, like, 2 years later, like,
exactly
nobody's on Facebook anymore. And I was like, okay, I get on Facebook to see what my mom sent me, and that's it.
Like, it's funny because it's like the, you know, older generation, like adults and even older people now, they're mainly on Facebook, while everybody else went to Twitter and started using that and stuff. So I was like, oh, okay, you know, I'll try out Twitter. I'll see how it is.
And no, it's just so quick to interact with.
Yeah, people, like, I'm addicted. Like, I'm so addicted to it. No, like, I use it every day. Like, it's like, just, I use it way too much.
No, and honestly, let me throw this out there. At Meet Someone Who on Twitter. If you or anyone you know has,
let me hit you up with a follow on that.
At Meet Someone Who. It's just to get in touch with me if you want to do an interview or you want to put yourself out there. I'm down to interview. I want to get to the point of the show where I can just have anybody on for anything. Like, I feel like everybody's got something to say. Like, just about
exactly.
So, because the whole joke of like the Meet Someone Who line is like, we're at a party and I'm introducing you to a group of friends and I'm like, oh guys, meet someone who does this.
It's super casual, you know, so, it's simple, it's quick.
So I would introduce you, like, hey, this guy like makes money off of YouTube, bro. Like, that's how I would introduce you to my group of friends.
I couldn't do that. So I couldn't just like be like, oh, hey, yeah, check out
I'd wear a t-shirt, like, guess where I make my money in the back of the YouTube. Like, ask that's me awesome. How I make my money. No, I would tell everybody all the time. I would be so annoying. That's why I like my Patreon. So what's the does a game come out and you give it a week or you finish it real fast and then it comes out? Or, like, how does that?
So, like, okay, I'm not super, super heavy into, like, you know, walkthroughs as much as I used to be. Now I kind of do, like, one-off videos. Like, mainly my main content that I'm trying to focus on now is this game called Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2. It came out, I think, back in like 2016, and just the way it functions, it's like, you remember the Budokai Tenkaichi games?
Budokai Tenkaichi, yes.
Yeah, you remember those? Yeah, it's kind of like that. yeah, you remember that one on Wii? Yeah, but yes. Yeah, it's kind of like those games, and yeah, just the way it plays, like, I fell in love with it immediately, and there's a community on the side that creates mods for it. And they do things to the game that, like, you will never see in the normal game. Like, it's insane what you can do on like a computer version of the game. So when you install these mods and you start like messing around with them, there's just so much variety, and it's like the amount of content that you can make around it is like absurdly crazy. Cool. So I started focusing on that, and I kind of just, you know, I do like a they're like mod reviews. So I see, like, you know, a new mod comes out, or like a modder sends me one, and they're like, hey, I just made this, check it out. Maybe show it on your channel. Tell me what you think about it. See what, you know, your viewers think. So, I'll play it, and I'll have like reactions. Like, I'll do my own reactions to it. I've done a lot of reaction videos and things. And
so, are you starting to like reactions like of your actual face, like, or just what you say?
Yeah, I'll have like face cam in there sometimes, and like, you know, I'll just be like, it's just me like either shit talking or laughing or just being silly in the video. And just having a good time with it, and people like it, I guess.
That's so nice, because I think that's what everybody's in for, is why we, like, hang out on the internet, is to have a good time.
Yeah. It's just like silly stuff.
I'm not here.
It's a way.
And I'm so glad you've been able to like have fun on the internet. Well, I used to have so much on the internet, and then like I turned into a girl, and then I like stopped having fun on the internet. And then, and then, you know, went through high school, then shitty high school, went to college, and then now I'm back.
I know. I get
then
that,
then, like, I came back to make Vines. We'll remember Vine.
Yeah.
So I came back on Vine pretty hard, and then Vine shut down, and now I'm barely back, and I'm on TikTok now, which shouts out at
like
me,
the big one.
At Meet Someone Who on TikTok, please. I post little teasers and clips and stuff there, and just funny things that go on in my life in general.
Excellent.
But so I keep plugging. All I do is plug.
It's the hustle, it's the grind. You got to do
happening.
It. You got to do it. You got to do it. I know
just
that
got
more
off work
than anyone.
Right now. Oh, thank you. See, you followed me. I'm about to follow you. See, that's just easy money. That's cool. So you have like sponsors and shit though. Like, how did you grow from being just, you know, the kid that records himself, you know, playing a video game to somebody who actually, you know, pockets and makes money?
It was like kind of, like I said, it was just kind of like a slow, steady thing. You know, there have been companies that have reached out to me, but mainly for like the bigger ones, it's been a little bit more difficult. I'd have to, you know, reach out to them every now and then. But I got really lucky with Blue Microphones at the time when I reached out to them, because the guy said he wasn't actually checking those emails anymore, but he decided to check it, like, I don't know, after a couple years, and he saw I was the only request in that, and he saw and he was like, hey, you know, this guy's got a okay decent following, you know, let's give him a shot or whatever. And ever since then, I've loved them. They've been so kind to me. They've, you know, sent me things to review, you know, new microphones to try out and stuff, and they've just been real, you know, real
awesome.
Warm, welcoming community and stuff, and it's been really cool. But yeah, it's just been more of a lot of luck. There's so much luck that is involved into this. Like, there's only so much, so hard you can work for something. But if you don't have enough luck in the end, you know, if you're not at the right place at the right time and the opportunity, you know, presents itself and you're not reaching out to take it, you know, you're screwed. And it's unfortunate. No,
exactly. And with stuff like this, like I'm on, you know, different communities and different, you know, pages and different social medias, and I'm trying to reach out there. And
yeah, absolutely,
man. I've only been doing this for like months, so, and I'm
already.
So
yeah, it's, I could imagine it's a tough world on the internet with this kind of stuff because it's so saturated.
It's so saturated. There's so many people in there, and there's so many.
Yeah,
things
so it's
be,
like
there's so you gotta, many yeah, you gotta that stand out. Listening to besides me right
yeah.
now. But and it's so cool that I get like every day I like log in the morning to my dashboard on Simplecast and see how many people's like, and it's always at least like 10 downloads that day, and I'm just like, that's damn, good. That's crazy.
Excellent. That's amazing. Right.
And I'm like, that is crazy. And it's like,
you've only been doing this for a month. Like if you just keep, if you're consistent like this, like it's going to grow fast, Jazz. Like I'm telling you, it'll go fast.
And I had an interview today. I had two interviews this past weekend. I had two interviews this last week, and it's been so fast, and I've been putting out, like I just edited my last episode and it was Tanner's and I sent it to him for him to review, so he should be doing that now.
That is
should
awesome. Be releasing
today. But yeah, I'm trying to just get everybody on, and I'm trying to have multiple episodes with multiple people, so definitely have any back if you have like a special, like a new game you want to talk about or something like that. Definitely awesome to have you back on the show, and anytime.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Like anytime. Yeah, I'm so down for it. And I really appreciate you, you know, reaching out. I was so surprised because I was like, man, I haven't talked to Jazz in a while, so that's awesome. No, we're gonna at least be able to, you know, definitely talk. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm thinking about like just discussing this, getting putting yourself out there, and it's interesting to talk to someone who's knows how to talk to like the mass public, because they're on here and it's really hard to like get them to talk like I'm talking. Do you know what I mean? Like
yeah it's so cool because you know, like, as I'm talking to you since we started this, like it feels like I'm talking with somebody who gets me with this kind of stuff. Like you understand exactly how this kind of, you know, field is, and that's awesome. Like nobody else, like I could talk to Cameron about it, he doesn't know, really know, you know, my parents, you know, no one else knows how this kind of stuff works. So it's cool because it's like, you know, this stuff, you know, this field.
I'm trying to keep hip with the shits, but goddamn, I'm turning 27 this year. And I just cannot believe it.
We're old. We got old fast. Yeah.
That just came out of nowhere. Like Allie, like being in college right now. And I'm just like, oh my God.
Yeah. Like, I had to like look back on that. And I was like, what's going on, man?
God, it's so crazy. But it's been so nice to talk to you, honestly. And
oh yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So I'll definitely be hitting you up for, you know, different things. Because I'm going to have like one-off episodes, like talk about like, you know, I love, so if I ever talk about Dragon Ball Z or something like that, I'll definitely...
Yes, I'm so down to talk about any Dragon Ball or just like just relive
our favorite,
those days when we
our
used
favorite
to,
characters
yeah,
used to... and
yes,
you know,
yes.
Talk about how your favorite characters Trunks and all that good shit.
Yes,
and,
yes,
like you know, dynamics, and we can do the commentary on an episode or we watch an episode together or something like that.
Oh, that'd be so cool. That'd be sick. Yeah. Yes, I would. But, I'm so down for that.
Awesome. Well, awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show. I'm gonna try to keep the remote ones a little shorter. So absolutely. They'll just be little, you know, snippets or something like that. But I'll definitely have you, since I know how easy it is now to record. I just have to click that one thing.
Yes, for sure.
Sends it right to
hit me up.
Little audio editor. So I'm really excited. Awesome. But it's been so great to talk to you, Kevin. Is there anything you want to say to your followers or anything like that? Any special?
Nothing. I'm extremely grateful for everybody that has supported me, you know, whether it be my followers, my family, my friends, any of that. And, you know, I'm extremely thankful for you reaching out to me and just, you know, being able to connect with you again, because, you know, our whole family, we haven't seen each other because of the whole COVID bullshit, you know,
right.
It's,
yeah.
It's been so awful.
It's been a lot.
As long as, virtually, at least we still have that. We can still connect through that. And,
yeah, and this sounds pretty good. I didn't think.
Yeah. Your audio was immaculate. So right, like anytime, good. Yeah, you hit me up. I'm extremely down to you know, talk and just, you know, just chill and everything. I love this kind of stuff.
Awesome. Hell yeah. All right, Cave. I hope you have a wonderful night and you take it easy. Okay.
You too. Love ya.
Love ya. Bye.